As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, we've been talking about the Giants. Well, obviously the Jets a little bit too, but Giants to start the show. Is it nuts to think that maybe the Giants have closed the gap in the NFC East and that it's not that far-fetched to say that anything's possible the rest of the way this season with the way Jackson Dart has played?
Well, I mean, they just took down the Super Bowl champs, you know, and they put up 5 touchdowns against them, something that Eagles defense hasn't done in a long, long time. So when you have a game like that, it gives you kind of a blueprint to what you possibly can do. They overcame the loss of Malik Nabers last Thursday night, and that was going to be a big question mark whether they could do it. But we saw Jalen Hyatt step up. We saw a number of guys. Wandale had a great game, and the offensive line played very well. And obviously the rookie back is – looks like a special kid. So, and then defense, you know, really came to play. So can they close the gap? They've closed the gap. Now, by how much, it remains to be seen. They're going to have a big test in Denver this weekend. But, you know, the talent level has certainly gotten a lot better at the quarterback, running back, you know, the pass rush, area. I mean, they're a lot better than they have been in the past.
Yeah. You know, Baldy, one of the things they say about young hitters in baseball who get off to a good start, well, he's got to get a book on them, and once they figure them out a little bit, it might be a little tougher. Then the onus is on the young hitter to make the changes, blah, blah, blah. What kind of changes or adjustments do you think the NFL is going to start making at Dart?
Well, it might happen this weekend. Vance Joseph has a lot of, a lot of chess pieces to work with. And so, you know, the one thing that you have to account for is him as a runner. Not just design runs, but obviously the loose plays where he can, you know, extend plays. He's been really good at it. You might think that he's running too much. I do. I think he's running too much. But, I mean, I think they'll have some level of spy on him and maybe cage rush him where they're not really trying to sack him. They're just trying to. Now, this is a, you know, defense that is, it's shark-infested waters against this front right now. And, they did it a year ago. They're doing it now. And so I don't think they're going to cage rush him, but I think they're cognizant of him being able to take off and run and, you know, extend drives because of that ability.
You think Denver's got the best defense in the NFL?
Well, I don't know statistically. You know, I could, you know, I got all the stats here this week. Right now, they're number two in points given up. But when you can sack the quarterback the way they are at the rate that they are right now, I mean, obviously the Jets are the Jets. But, I mean, they did it the week before against Philadelphia. So, and they did it last year. And they have all the guys back from a year ago. And they've added some pieces. So when it starts with pass rush, and then if you have the ability to cover like they do, you know, they're pretty special with all the different things that they can do.
But is their offense good enough to be one of the best teams in the NFL? Now, the Jets' defense played better. Jermaine Johnson was back. That matters. How about the Denver's offense against the Giants' defense?
That's the best I've seen the Jets' defense play in a long time.
Yep.
But, you know, and Jermaine does make a difference. You know, Jarvis Brownlee made a difference getting those guys on the field. But they have been good as an offense. Actually, Bo Nix takes care of the football. He's a guy that you have to count for as a runner. He's an excellent runner. And Cortland Sutton's a guy that, you know, had a big day against the Eagles the week before. And so they've got a lot of young players, Marvin Mims and Troy Franklin, all these guys, they use them all. They were minus a couple pieces on the offensive line. It looked like it affected them a little bit last week. But typically, J.K. Dobbins has had a great season so far. And last week, he got shut down for the first time all year. But, you know, Sean Payton's calling plays. That playbook is as big as any playbook in the NFL.
There's a lot I want to get to with the Jets, but before we do, continue on the Giants here. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What do you think the Giants need to do, Baldy, to get to that next level? Okay, we could understand the gap has been closed. What's going to prevent them, or what will help them get to that next level sooner than later?
Well, I mean, we saw a one-night performance. You know, and then we saw performance against the Chargers, you know, 3 weeks ago, I guess. You know, just the consistency of it, you know. I mean, not turning the ball over, taking the ball away. I mean, you go to New Orleans and you give it up three times, you're not going to win that game. And so turnovers always affect these games. And then just the consistency where you can drive the field and you can finish in the paint, you know, with touchdowns. I mean, that's what's going to put them on a more competitive feel week in, week out. Because I believe that if you give this defense a lead like they had against the Chargers, like they got against the Eagles, and you start turning some of those guys loose, the way Brian Burns is playing, he's playing as well as anybody. Maybe Nick Benito on the other side is playing better. But, you know, nobody's really playing better than Burnsy. And if you get that defense a lead, I think they have enough pieces where they can either knock you out or take the ball away, or, you know, maintain that lead and finish the game.
Hey, Baldy, real quick on the Giants' offensive line, whether it's statistically or circumstantially, what does Andrew Thomas, you know, his return and him playing at a good level, what does that do for the rest of the guys up front?
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, the first thing is, you haven't mentioned his name in 2 weeks. You know, that says, like, he's not committing penalties, and he's shutting down, you know, the backside right now. In the run game, he's been excellent. I mean, he's just a model of consistency, honestly. And that's what you want from your left tackle. You never want to hear their name even mentioned. And, you know, when he's out there, it doesn't get mentioned. And he makes everybody around him better. He makes the tight ends better blockers. He makes John Runyon better. He makes everybody around him better. And that's kind of the mark of a franchise left tackle.
How much, Baldy, was the Jets' futility on offense a credit to what Denver does on defense?
It's a great part of it. But, you know, you want to play as a group. They played horrible as a group. But then individually, every single guy got exposed. You know, Fasano got exposed. Simpson had his worst game. Tippmann was terrible. I mean, they all got exposed by guys that are good. One-on-one. Zach Allen led the league in quarterback hits last year. Like, you know, not many guys can block that guy one-on-one, but they've got five guys up there, you know, whether and then, you know, their takeoffs, if you just go deep into next-level stats, the takeoff of Cooper on the right and Benito on the left is the fastest in the NFL. Wow. And so if you're laid off the ball like they were a couple of times, the quarterback's not going to have any chance at all. Now, I'm not absolving the quarterback because he was terrible, too. But that was, you know, to see that many offensive linemen on the ground was a bad day for them. But it is a testament to, you know, what Denver's that front is and who they are.
All right, so when you slap on the film, like I could sit here and, as I did yesterday, say Justin Fields taking all day to throw the ball. We all know that. But who's open? You know, just what do you see conceptually and just athletically from this Jets offense?
Well, I mean, look, the biggest play they had all day was a bad snap recovered by Breece Hall and went 12 yards up the middle. It's the biggest play they had, 12 yards off a broken and a bad snap. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, get overly cynical here, but that's where they were. But, you know, at the end of the game, you know, they need a field goal to win the game, right? And they throw that out route to Garrett Wilson. It's a perfect stack route combination against man coverage. Fofanga blows the coverage. He's wide open. But, you know, right now Justin is hesitant. If you're hesitant at that position, you might as well be lost. And so he's hesitant, and then he's not accurate with the ball. So that's two misgivings on that one play. That if you throw that ball to Garrett on time and accurately, it's a first down, and you got a new set of downs you're driving. That's just one play.
He has been inaccurate and late. Real quick, what's worse, or what's more fixable? Hesitancy throwing the ball or lack of accuracy?
A lack of accuracy, because I don't know how much accuracy can be improved. We saw Josh Allen improve a great deal. Takes great deal of work to become more accurate.
Yep.
But accuracy is an issue right now, and it has been an issue. And so I've seen Justin Fields in Chicago with a case of the yips where he just wouldn't pull the trigger to an open receiver. And you don't know why, but he's overcome that. I've seen him overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can overcome that, but throwing the ball through the tire in the backyard is something I think you either have or you don't have.
Do you think that Aaron Glenn should have made a quarterback switch and gone to Tyrod Taylor and maybe get a different result in that game?
Yeah, I do. You know why? You can always put Justin Fields back in as a starter, but they needed a field goal to win that game. The defense couldn't play a whole lot better in special teams. They couldn't play a whole lot better than they did. They got the one takeaway, gave them a field goal all year. I just felt like they just needed somebody that could make a play. And I would have made a switch by sometime in the fourth quarter. I know the line didn't help anybody, but Tyrod's played behind bad offensive lines. He's got a lot of experience. I think he would have pulled the trigger earlier and quicker and more accurate in key spots when all they needed was a field goal to win.
Yep. And Boldy, last thing for me, can you speak to the responsibility? Of course, the objective is to win games, but when you let a quarterback stay out there who's so bad as he was, you might lose the locker room a little bit. Like, you at least have to galvanize the rest of the guys and say, hey, I'm giving you a chance to win. Like, that's got to play into it a little bit, no?
No, I agree. Like, sometimes, you know, you got to find a hot hand. You got to get a hot hand. You got to find somebody that can make a play. They needed one play to win that game. That was winnable the entire fourth quarter. That was a winnable game. And, yeah, I mean, you can lose it. But, you know, Garrett had things to say to the coach going into halftime. It made no sense what they did in the final 37 seconds on fourth and one right there to let the clock run out, especially if you've got a field goal kicker that's 5 for 5 from beyond 50 yards.
Yeah.
Like, if you can just figure out a way to, you know, get the first down, clock it, get a first down, like, you go into halftime, you know, with some points. So I thought there was some real mistakes being made.
So what is going on there? Is that all on Aaron Glenn? Is that his staff not being in his ear? How the hell do you bungle a halftime, going into halftime like that, not to mention the decision at the end of the game, somehow thinking that you would convert a 4th and 8 when you needed a field goal? I don't care if the field goal was 70 yards, kick the field goal, but is that all on Aaron Glenn? Is that his staff? How the hell does that happen?
Well, it's got to be on Aaron. I mean, you can have the staff like in his ear, but he's got to make the decision. Like we're going for, like, I'm saying to myself in my hotel room getting ready for my game, Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner are saying it. Every Jet fan is saying it. Like, what are we doing here? You're just going to let it run out. You need points. The defense is playing great. Anything. Even if you just go up there on 4th and 1 and just threw a Hail Mary to Garrett and you got a defensive pass interference, like, anything's better than let it run out.
Do you have an issue with Garrett?
There's always time.
Yep.
I just thought that was a missed opportunity. Who knows if it's an opportunity or not?
Yeah.
But that's on the head coach. I mean, that's why he's not calling, plays. That's why he's supposed to be governing the game right there.
That's a good point. You got to at least try. You have an issue with Garrett chirping there? I didn't. How about you?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, don't say it's just the emotional of the game. He's trying to win.
Yep.
He's trying to win this game. He's like, what are we doing, coach? Like, I don't know what he was being said, but if I wasn't saying it because I was just a grunt offense lineman, you want your stars to like challenge the coach in that spot. Like, come on. Garrett's out there going, I can beat, Patrick Surtain. These guys aren't unbeatable. Like, give us a chance here.
You think, Boldy, last one real quick, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, we were talking about how they seem to be, skinny, very skinny to say the least. You think either of them could benefit from putting on a little more muscle?
Garrett is, he's an acrobat. I don't know if he gains 10 pounds, if he's going to be any different. I mean, DeSean Jackson never gained a pound. He played 15 years. It was a game changer. I don't think it's going to affect him. Can Sauce gain some weight, be a little more physical with some of these guys in the league? Probably, but he's been in the league for 5 years. I don't know that it's going to make any difference.
Thank you, Boldy. We appreciate the time, as always. All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Boldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?